as an elected official, I want answers. I don't feel like we were told the entire story when we went into executive session. And what has unfolded over the past 14 days has a lot of people, I think, talking, and a lot of constituents and taxpayers just want the truth. And I think when we're talking about honest and open government, we should be accessible and transparent. And I think the goal of Tuesday night's special city council meeting is to release the audio and the written documentation from that meeting so we can get answers. And so the general public knows what we were told and what little information we knew about the situation.
And you just said it right there. What little information you were given. Is the point then that Alderman Edwards and yourself and Alderman Turner are trying to make is that it's not what the public is going to hear in these recordings. It's what perhaps they're not going to hear.
Well, true. I mean, we're going to find out. I mean, you know, there have been a lot of speculation out there in terms of who knew what when. And city council members were not aware of what was happening, and we want to be able to share that information. There's, I believe, come Tuesday night, there will be very little new information that will come out from releasing the audio. But I think it's our duty as elected aldermen and the mayor to put this information out there so the general public knows we're transparent, we're open about what unfolded. I know some aldermen will argue that releasing audio and written documentation might set a bad precedent. I really don't think so. I think any alderman that would vote against being open and transparent would maybe have a hard time explaining that.
Alderman Jobe, this is the first time I've had an opportunity to speak with a member of the council following the police chief's decision and Mark Cullen's decision. What's the feeling that you're getting from your fellow aldermen concerning public sentiment on the council? Is there any leadership from the mayor's office as to how the city will move forward?
Well, first, let me just comment on Chief Bobby Williams and Corporation Counsel Mark Cullen, both very good gentlemen. I had the opportunity to work with both of them for 2 years. I think Bobby Williams has had an impeccable career in the Springfield Police Department, always worked very well with him as an alderman, and had a very open line of communication. The same with Mark Cullen. However, I think the mayor had to do something, had to make a bold move, because the situation was creeping very close to his front door. And I think there are many questions still unanswered. I think our police department is moving forward. We have very qualified men and women in our police department that are working hard for the taxpayers every day protecting our streets. They're still doing that. There's no issue with that. This shredding incident, I don't think, has any effect on the ability of our police department to protect our citizens. That being said, I think there are many unanswered questions. And I think the main unanswered question, you know, who asked for this union contract change that allowed for the shredding of documents? I think that's the question I'm getting a lot from my constituents. But, you know, as Peters, we have an ongoing civil suit with Mr. Christian, and we also are in pending litigation, and then we also have a state investigation. I think there will be a lot of unanswered questions until that state investigation comes back.
And that's kind of the sense that I got from the mayor a week ago today, that as much as people are chomping at the bit to learn as much as they can and try to make sense of all of this and try to understand whether or not there are going to be any more dominoes falling, so to speak, you know, in city government, he was really, I think, pleading with the public to be patient and allow the Illinois State Police to do their job.
And I would agree. You know, the mayor has given me his word that that he had nothing to do with this, that he was made aware of it basically the same time we were during that executive session meeting several months ago. But again, we can't always 100% hide behind a state investigation when it was pretty black and white reporting from News Channel 20 in terms of documentation and emails and accounts of what happened. There wasn't a lot of gray room there. There was a little bit of gray area there, but I think that's why it got so heated and so close to the mayor's front door that he had to do something in terms of Mark Collin and others. However, I still think we need to let the investigation play out. And then once the investigation has taken place, then we can then go from there.
And you say that the mayor had to do something. He's previously stated that he did not request the resignation and retirement of Mark Cullen and Robert Williams. Did you get different information?
Well, I've never heard one way or the other, but I know he said he didn't ask for that. But I find it, I'll take the mayor at his word. Let's put it that way.
Are you going to have to do any arm twisting between now and Tuesday to get the vote count you'd like to see, or do you see this as something that the council is going to come together on?
Well, you know, as I said earlier in our conversation, I think I think the general public and the taxpayers of the city of Springfield expect open and honest government, and I think Alderman Edwards has asked for the tapes to be released. I think it's a valid point. I think it's just being transparent. I think it's providing information to the general public that we had. And I think, like I said, there'll be little to new information on those tapes that we don't already know about. But I think it's important that we put them out there and move forward. And I would hope Alderman, my other nine fellow aldermen, will go along. And I know there's at least three votes out there, myself, Alderman Turner, and Alderman Edwards. And I'm assuming most other aldermen will go along with this and be transparent as well.
Alderman, thank you very much for your time.
Peter, thank you for having me on. We'll talk soon. Have a good weekend.